Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Welcome back. I hope everybody had a great weekend. You are running out of time if you are a tool for the commercial market regarding Christmas. There is only so many more days till Christmas, and that means that they can only squeeze so many hours out of your day for the economic time that you're going to spend, as well as they're only going to be able to spend or squeeze so much money out of your wallet for this coming Christmas. So better get out there if you want to be a good tool and make sure you spend. Or if you are looking for something to get involved in that you can actually help and actually help human lives and human beings, you can save liberty and so forth. But we'll get into that in just a second. Let me just give you the obligatory sponsor by reclaimingtherepublic.org. The show is sponsored by 1798part2.org as well and republicreview.org as well. I would give you the number to call in. I know there's probably a lot of people that are waiting to call in, but this is kind of most of the show is pre-recorded because we had to connect with Mitchell Nicholas Gerber. And so as you've been waiting, and as I've been telling you, we actually have a lot of content to go through this week. So I've got a lot of interviews stacked up. This one is Mitchell Nicholas Gerber, and we are going to be doing some catch up. But if you have some money that you want to really provide a gift, probably the best gift is either saving lives or saving liberty. And so I would recommend that you actually hit up our website and go to Nicholas Gerber's websites. They're on there. Just look for the Chinese Organ Harvesting. And find a way to contribute. If you can contribute at all, these are good causes to contribute. If you want to save liberty, if you want to give the gift of liberty and preserve liberty for our heritage, for our children, our children's children, and so forth, I do have my crowdfunding set up. And you can go to GoFundMe.com and just look up Reclaiming the Republic. We are in the rears. We basically I don't want to say we're gathering debt, but we're trying to get to a point where we can actually reimburse ourselves because I've spent a lot of money out of my own pocket, and it is not like I am a rich person. I've been blessed, but we really need to get back to trying to recover my retirement and those types of things. We are working with a lot of different organizations and leaders, and as you can tell by today's show, this is definitely one of those organizations that we are working with. And so, again, if you can contribute, that'd be great. Another way for you to contribute would be, just sending me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I would ask that if you're willing to help, just send me that email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I will also, throw it out here that, as you know, we have been really focused on, the evils that are coming from China. And so I wanted to spend a lot of detail or get into a lot of detail and spend some time regarding what the heck's going on. As you know, Mitchell Nicholas Gerber, he works out of Vietnam, and he is, if you didn't know, that is one of the controlled states by China. It's a rogue state, and so you can bet that the Chinese Communist Party is in there looking and harassing. And so we need to take a good look, and the reason why I want you to take a really good look at what the heck's going on in China, that is what they want to start throwing around the world. China has been protected by the United States, by the Rockefellers. Nixon was the one that went in there and gave them the most favored nation status, which means that they weren't getting any taxes. We were literally pumping money in there to build them up. so that they could become behind their iron curtain, so that they could literally become the model state in literally controlling the masses and so forth. And with Google's help, you can actually, you know, rest assured that they are literally rolling out the Big Brother type of government. And so having a very good look at just how insidious this nation and how they treat their people, you know, how this really is going down is really, really important. So when we get back, we will have Mitchell Nicholas Gerber on the line with us, and we're going to get into some more updates and status, as well as the details regarding what's going on with the Chinese live organ harvesting. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back after this. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue. And as I promised, we actually have Mitchell Nicholas Gerber with us. We've spoken to him before about the live organ harvesting. I guess the best way to call it is the debauchery and the evilness that is coming out of China. And so, Mitchell, welcome back. And what new news do you have for us regarding the fight and confronting this?
Hi, Gio. Great to be back on your radio show. And thanks, everybody, for listening. This is a new form of genocide, a cold genocide compared to a hot genocide, where they have literally the Communist Party that is behind this complete evil atrocity and abhorrent crisis that is going on, that has commenced for the last 20 years. They have targeted this innocent group of people, namely the Falun Gong, and I'm sure you've heard of also the Uyghur Muslims and the House Christians in China, as well as the Tibetan Buddhists. And they have normalized their society in demonizing these practices, these spiritual and religious practices, and then turning public opinion against them and then sending these innocent people to state-mandated hospitals and cutting their organs out of their bodies while alive. And David Kilgore, David Mattis, Ethan Gutman, these are the investigators and attorneys from Canada and the United States that have joined forces over the last 10 to 15 years to expose and confirm the allegations as true, 52 points of evidence. And what they're doing now, GR, is going around the world and exposing, like I have, this new form of evil, that when the world wakes up to what is going on in China, beyond the social credit score, beyond the one-child policy, beyond the evil communism that people have now come to understand and are realizing because it's on their doorstep in America, on the left particularly, they will be soul-stirred because nothing like this has occurred in history, in any other country, on any other planet, on such an industrialized, institutionalized, an unprecedented scale, scope, and magnitude as it is going on in China with the forced organ harvesting. A multi-billion dollar profiteering business, killing people, killing their own citizens for their organs, and reselling it to their citizens as a plot to make money.
And so you mentioned a hot genocide and a cold genocide. And so to define that, how would you define that?
Well, there was a documentary or a case, a report that was done by the Genocide Prevention Studies or Institute. And a cold genocide basically is to normalize. It is it is worse than a hot genocide where you just take, within a matter of hours or a matter of days, you're just hacking and killing thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people. Whereas a cold, and people, it's just out in the open, disregard for human life, just go out and just kill. But a cold genocide is basically you taking your time to subtly normalize it as if it is actually acceptable. You want it to become acceptable in your society so people will accept it as normal. And this is what has happened in China with the demonization and the persecution of Falun Gong particularly. And this particular practice, out of all the spiritual movements in China, or it's not an organization, it's not really a religion, it's more of a spiritual mind and body practice that improves the body through five exercises, and the philosophy is very similar to Christianity or Judaism or Catholicism, truthfulness and compassion and tolerance. And when this was targeted because of Falun Gong becoming the largest spiritual movement in China, the life force of communist China, within 10 years of its inception, since 1992, being introduced by a teacher, a humble teacher, Mr. Lee, I've met him in New York, a wonderful teacher, who's been nominated for 5 Nobel Peace Prizes and awards from the European Union and other places around the world, and our Congress, and 114 different countries and members of parliament and world leaders and CEOs and business directors. And he wants nothing in return, just to bring people a goodness and a morality back into business, into relationships, into life. This particular practice was targeted because when you practice the Falun Gong exercises, the organs become really healthy. So the communist regime demonized it after praising it as becoming the largest in China, demonized it under the behest of the president, the former president of China, Jiang Zemin, and his gang of scoundrels, and started to, after demonizing the Falun Gong practitioners as evil cult members and terrorists, and brainwashing the people of China with monumental weaponized propaganda and deliberate staged acts of communist terrorism to demonize Falun Gong. Once they got the public opinion turned and then normalized as if it was a cult, they could then round up as many Falun Gong practitioners as they could, send them to state-mandated hospitals, guided and guarded by the military, all led and run by the Chinese military, and then cut out the organs while alive, sell the organs as the healthiest organs in the world, and then burn the bodies in the ovens to conceal the evidence. So the cold genocide is normalizing all this instead of just bringing it out in the open.
Right.
And
so,
covering it up as well.
Right. So,
continuing to do it.
Yeah. So in contrast, the pygmies and the Tsetseus, in, I forget the country, but
Rwanda.
And that was a hot genocide because that was literally just a mass execution in a couple of days. And it sounds like this is more of a methodical process of very similar to how Hitler, actually, if anybody would have read Mein Kampf, any of the Jews would have read Mein Kampf, when Hitler got in seat of power, they should have all left because they should have already understood by reading Mein Kampf that they would have been targeted. And so it was a very methodical process of how he started demonizing them and starting to marking their businesses. And next thing you know, they start rounding them up and putting them off into camps. And then, you know, they've gotten to a point of normalizing that, you know, getting rid of them was, you know, the best thing for society. And actually, in a big process of this, and you're probably aware of this, before they actually gathered the Jews, the first thing that they went after and actually exterminated were the unproductive. There was something like 250,000 Germans that were either elderly, that they just were unable to produce, and because their economy was in such, I don't want to say dire straits, but they couldn't afford the drain. They actually convinced the people to kill grandma and those who were incapacitated in being able to help and become producers. And so that was probably more of a good example of, for, you know, historical purposes, of a cold genocide.
Absolutely. And if I may add to that, in particular, the article that was written by four distinguished people, one from Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, a board of doctors that created a medical advocacy group that is exposing the cover-ups and the deception of the communist regime trying to cover up this new form of cold genocide against the Falun Gong and others in China. And just to add to that, GR, that the cold genocide, according to these four, and actually the document, I actually have the PDF open. It's free of charge. I could send you the link, but if people would be so kind as to look it up, just go into Google and type cold genocide Falun Gong in China, and you'll come up with the article from the let me see where it is from. It's from Genocide Studies and Prevention, an international journal. And according to these scholars, the cold genocide, as it is campaigned against for Falun Gong, is a multidimensional. The destruction of Falun Gong practitioners is not only physical, but psychological as well, social and spiritual. So it's a spiritual genocide and destruction of their spiritual sides, their social sides, their psychological sides, and their physical. And it's subtle in terms of visibility. So not many people know about it. You won't see it on the street corners. And it is normalized in society in which it takes place. So people actually accept it as something that is good for society to get rid of Falun Gong practitioners. This is the demonized brainwashing. This is what is happening in the radical left with the Antifa. Trying to take over the Constitutional Republic. This is the kind. This is the same kind of communist demonization of a group of people, and without any facts, figures, and then they play off the emotions of people. That's a whole other story. But that's what communism really is. But it is also the interplay of these factors that led this genocide to be unrepresented in genocide studies. So you notice that the World Health Organization, after 20 years. Rounding up hundreds and thousands, millions, tens of millions of people and putting them into labor camp systems and using them for forced labor and killing hundreds and thousands of Falun Gong practitioners, 60 to 100,000, 80 to 100,000 transplants a year in China by the investigators David Kilgore, David Mattis, Ethan Gutman. And in their books and their studies, after 10 years of research, The Slaughter by Ethan Gutman, Kilgore and Mattis report, that is a free PDF, also at endtransplantabuse.org, ladies and gentlemen. You can look at the studies, you can see the updates, you can go to cold genocide, you can read, but people don't like to read. But when you read and you figure out what is going on in China, the cold genocide, and just because you are in America, do you realize that the communist specter is knocking on your door, that the radical Democrats, the socialism that people think is so great, it is not, it's social, and it's kind of interesting because there's so much GR that I can talk to you guys about, and so much. I mean, I've been doing this for 18 years. I've dedicated my entire life on this, and I'm not putting myself as a scholar. I haven't got a degree. I went on the front lines. I did my best as a man, but I've tried to contribute to let the world peoples know about this, and that is why your show is so important. And people who are listening, what you can do is bring awareness to your families, bring awareness to your classrooms, bring awareness to your boardrooms, bring awareness to your talk shows about this, because this is a new form of evil. We are making history, and Yeah, as I was saying about socialism.
Well, Mitchell, let me interrupt you because we're going to be hitting a hard break right now, and so because the music's just now getting ready to pipe up, and so I have a lot of questions for you, and so if you would just hang on, we're going to span this over as many segments as we can, and. So when we come back, I want to ask you, it'll seem like a tangent going on a tangent, but I want to ask you about Georgia Guidestones and so forth. So we'll be right back after this break, folks. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Are you there, Gio?
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And so, Mitchell, we're back. And I know you can't hear the music, so please... I beg your indulgence with a little patience as I have to interrupt you sometimes.
No worries.
Okay, so I was going to ask you, are you familiar with the Georgia Guidestones and the premise behind those as they were erected back? I think it was like 1980 or 81, something like that.
Yes, they're very interesting, and I think they are in Atlanta, Georgia, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Well, they're outside Atlanta. They are in Georgia, and they're a ways out in kind of a rural area. But they clearly state that their objective, the secular progressive globalists' objective, is to get the Earth population down underneath a half a billion.
Yes, correct.
And so as we start, you know, start looking at the web weaving and the web work that has been created by the Communist Party. And so, as you know, the Communist Party is kind of new to China. It was infiltrated, I want to say, probably the early 1900s, but America was infiltrated in the late 1800s. And the first country that I know of that was infiltrated was France, and that was in the late 1700s, which caused the French Revolution. Most people think that communism is tied to the Karl Marx Manifesto, but literally the concept of statism and state control and state slavery goes all the way back to Plato, and there's been many people that have regurgitated this from Dante and others. And so there had been a plan and actually a charter laid out by Adam Weishaupt of how they were going to go out and implement this global control of all government and religion. And so anyway, and I know this all has the smacks of conspiracies. And actually, I have on my website as well a book that was written by Sir Robinson of England in 1792, I think. And it was The Proofs of the Conspiracy Against the Governments and Religions of Europe. And I mean, he was just starting to expose this stuff. But moving to today and what's going on in China. China has been, and I think we may have touched on this, maybe not, but China has been isolated and elevated by the U.S. government. When Nixon put it on the most favored nation status, we literally gave them all sorts of free rein to start doing all sorts of inhuman things to their population. And that was literally... I think the Petri dish, if I could say that, I think China was the Petri dish in trying to determine how to control the masses of the world.
Yes, I do agree that China, backed by the Rockefellers and others, in their own right, in order to become world dominant global elitists, but on its own, the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is a demonic specter. It Yep. grew out of hatred and hell to completely dominately, or not, because domination is not a, depending on how you use it, but viciously, and it was a reign of terror that in life there have been many empires, the Roman Empire, the Greeks, the Mesopotamians, the United States, the Persians, whatever. There have been many empires that have conquered, okay, that have come in. The United States is a great country. It's wonderful. It has been hijacked, unfortunately, and that's why Trump in power is a godsend. Not that he can do everything, but I believe that he is buying us time, as you say yesterday, GR. But he was absolutely put in by... divinely by God. I absolutely believe that. Hillary is a demon wretch, and she is a communist spy from the dealing with the Chi-Coms, okay? Bottom line, I mean, this is the intel that we report there, as well as Obama, Barry from Honolulu, as Michael Savage would like to call him, because he's a fraudster as well. His birth certificate was, and this is not conspiracy theories, folks, this is conspiracy fact. I have the FBI, I have the CIA, I've been talking to Robert David Steele. I go around, you know, I see things. I'm not part of their intelligence operations, but I get involved and I speak to the right people, and God leads me to the right people in order to expose things on a monumental scale. And that's why I'm talking to you, GR. There's nothing coincidental, especially when people like to try to cover it up. And that's why with this kind of cultural Marxist ideology, using racism, using gender, using transphobia, all this, these phobias and isms, they are... especially racism in this country. It's a psyop tool disguised as cultural Marxism to take over the globe, to take over the United States, to rip out the Constitution, destroy the families, take God out of the schools, take God, the Pledge of Allegiance out, demonize nationalism, demonize any patriotism as white supremacy and neo-Nazism, which actually Nazism was actually, Hitler was a far-right, a leftist, he was a socialist. So, I mean, it all came from the specter of communism. And what I was saying is that with Karl Marx, yes, you were right. You were absolutely right. It started in France with the Gang of Scoundrels and the Paris Commune and all this nonsense. And then it spread with Marx and then into China, where Mao took over in 1949, wiped out 40 million people. Then you had Deng Xiaoping, and now you had, and then you had Jiang Zemin, who is even worse, because he took 100 million people and had brutally persecuted them and killed them. So he's made Mao look like a little kid compared to what he has done with the demonization of Falun Gong, because he declared war on Falun Gong. This is not just some simple genocide. This is a war. This has been $4 trillion. The secret police, the entire military, from the highest level of Politburo memberships to dictator Xi, to Hu Jintao, to Deng Xiaoping, all the way down, well, not Deng Xiaoping, but Hu Jintao and Jiang Zemin and all these people, Bo Xilai, these are the Gang of Scoundrels. These are the highest ranking officials in China that control China, basically, that declared war on Falun Gong. They even established a 610 office, Now they've established a 112 office in Vietnam, trying to hit us, trying to take our offices out. Who are trying to create viral videos? Who are trying to create campaigns? Who are trying to create things that you were saying yesterday to expose this to the world?
Right.
But the CCP, which is the Chinese Communist Party, has controlled the VCP, which is the Vietnamese Communist Party, and has implemented a 112 policy, just like they implemented the 610 office, a Gestapo-type Nazi office in China on June 10th, 1999. 1999 was the Operation Golden Shield project that they created a firewall around China, just like they did with Iran and other places where they don't want anything exposed for what they're doing in China. And they work with Google, which has gone to China now, Apple, which have sold the iCloud phones to the coast of the communist regime. So the communist regime knows exactly what you and me are talking about. They know if you have an iPhone, they monitor you and tap you, and they see exactly where you're going. But they have implemented a 610 office that controls all levels of government, social, political, and economic, and they sit on top of the government system. In a free nation, there's a government system for the people, by the people. It's a democracy. At least it's they're trying to destroy the republic through a democratic system of socialism and radical communism. It is more cultural Marxism, but they won't get away with it because they cannot. First of all, God won't allow it, and us patriots will not stand for it ever over our dead bodies.
Right. Well, so if I can give both the listeners and possibly you, because I, as I've already brought in, you know, kind of the Hitler and trying to inject this macro picture. Why is this so important? Because if we don't start motivating both the listeners and the electorate, we are doomed. And so what I'm trying to do, and I just want to give this to you or help you understand this, Mitchell, is that I believe in marketing. And I believe that, you know, when you really paint the reality of what's going on and how things are interconnected, because most people, you know, they go, okay, this is terrible, this is evil, but it's not affecting me. And I want to actually make the connections of how this will affect us and how that is coming here.
Correct. I love it. I absolutely agree. So that takes capital, and that's my next stage. And,
right.
You know, I'm grateful for you sharing with your listeners about helping me. I'll give you my email, of course, if you'd like me to give it to you at the end of the show.
Absolutely.
People can reach.
Absolutely.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, what I'd like to do is, because we're about a minute and a half away from the next break, and I don't have the time to, because I'd like to share this with the listeners. I know we talked about it yesterday, but it's important that it actually gets out over to the airwaves and the podcast and so forth, because I want to talk about the power of a visual campaign and putting this into both the YouTube space and then letting this grow into actual advertisements and so forth. And so when we come back from the break, I'd like to go down that path. But back onto this big picture, I want to actually get into, and I know you you don't think the social credit system is that important, but, you know, anybody that's a Christian.
Oh, it is. Very much is.
Yeah,
very
so much is. Good. Because anybody that's a Christian has to understand that the beast is going to literally drive how we buy, how we sell, and how we interact in our lives with money and so forth. And it is going to control us. So I do have a question for you. And so, again, I really don't have time because we're just a matter of seconds from the break. But what I do want to kind of plant this seed, because when we come back, I'll let you answer this, because a lot of people are really concerned that they're going to come and put chips in us. And I've been telling people that they're not chipping Chinese. You know, they're actually getting people to use their phones and getting people to willingly put cameras in their homes and so forth. And they're using biometrics as a measurement. And here's my hard break. So please hold on, Mitchell. We're going into a hard break right now. We'll be back in about a minute. So hang on, folks. We will be right back after word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue.
Okay, so we're back, and thank you for your patience, Mitchell. One of the things that I want to get into is how the Chinese are actually controlling their people, monitoring and all of that. You already mentioned the iPhone, and I believe they're actually giving the people, this is the government issue phone that people are supposed to have. It's not like, you know, you buy this, because I believe they want everybody to have these phones and keep these phones on them.
Oh, absolutely. And you were talking about the social credit score. You see, the social credit score has now become a package bundle to promote to the West in order to infiltrate or to commence the next stage of the plan to, you know, to try and hijack the Republic and then implement a communist-style system in the United States and the free world as well. That's why it's so important for people to really understand what is going on, and that it's at your door, and that this is how it's going to affect you if you don't do anything about it. And then you become slaves to a communist-style system. And the social credit score, this was from the Epoch Times on October 8th, 2018, that China's social credit score not only invades your private life in terms of your misdeeds or your jobs, but it also has gone to determining whether children can go to school at this place or that place. So it is very frightening that this happened, but this is nothing new in communist-style China, because it has always been like this. They're just using the so-called social credit score system to as a way of how can we get the West on board in a way that we can package it nicely and, as you said, market to this mind frame or mindset, so you can grab them and say, yeah, it's a pretty good idea. Yeah, it will lead to good social stability and civility. And yeah, but then, like socialism, as it is a preliminary step to communism, that, in the West, many look at socialism and communism separately, which provides fertile ground for socialism to flourish. But yet, in fact, just like the social credit score will be disguised and marketed as a wonderful plan to help, as Google has come on board, Apple has come on board, and all the liberal big tech companies like Facebook is in bed with the communist regime, YouTubers in place, they're purging all the left, the right of the conservative sites like Alex Jones, InfoWars, who is a huge advocate of exposes the communist regime. I was actually on InfoWars. I got to talk to Alex and I got to talk to Leanne McAdoo. I had about 11-minute interview on InfoWars. And then 3 days later, the communist regime sent a cyber attack to one of the largest to InfoWars because they don't want this exposed. This is the creme de la creme, GR. I mean, I don't know if you... it will make sense in the future. It's mind-boggling after 17 years on the front lines on this issue, giving up everything for this issue, when people realize what is going on with the Falun Gong and the forced organ harvest. And this is unparalleled. This is making history, like I said, the best way I can explain it.
Right.
So they cyber attacked InfoWars for three days. They had the largest cyber attack. And that was because we exposed the persecution, because Alex Jones gets a lot of traffic, and you'll grow soon as well, because what comes around goes around. And the fake news media cannot last long, and the propaganda weaponized media and cultural Marxist machine out of communist China, backed by the globalists like Rockefeller and George Soros and others, cannot last long.
Right. So the question, I want to get back to this, because, and the reason, and I'll explain why this is an important question, because I try to tell people that if you think, because the Bible says that we're going to receive a mark, but I don't think it actually says that we receive a mark. It just says that we take a mark. And I honestly believe that that mark is registering your biometrics, because everybody is born with their own unique signature. And when you register your signature with the government so that you can do interchanging traffic, you know, moving around and being able to interface in society, then that's tantamount to basically taking on a mark. I don't think John, the revelator, the apostle that wrote Revelations, understood necessarily the technology he was seeing. But clearly, the Chinese are not chipping people. And I don't believe we're going to go there. I think that that'll be the big charade that we're all going to get chipped. We're all going to have a mark. And then all of a sudden they come up and say, nope, we're not going to chip you. You know, you're just fine. Just register your biometrics so we can kind of keep track for security purposes and so forth, because that's how it's always sold, is for security purposes.
Absolutely. I agree completely. And as you see, as you're talking about Revelations, you see the red dragon is talked about a lot in Revelations. It's the beast from the east. It's the reign of terror. It's the demon specter, the Chinese Communist Party.
Correct.
That's the axis of the
east. Correct.
And backed by the globalists and...
It's ironic that Google has used one of their project code names as Dragonfly.
and Operation Red Dragon. Well,
yes.
Operation Golden Shield was 1 year before the persecution and the crackdown of Falun Gong. I don't like to use crackdown. It's synonymous to drugs and this and that, but it's a Kristallnacht. When the official ban of Jews and moving all the Jews into the ghettos and others into the ghettos of Nazi Germany, or the official day when the Hutus macheted and killed at least 80,000 people a day, and to reach 100,000 people macheted. The same thing what happened in China on July 20th, 1999. It was proclaimed forbidden that no Falun Gong practitioner is allowed to practice their exercises out in the park. It's like saying no Christian is allowed to go to church tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, Monday. Tomorrow, Tuesday. Is it Tuesday, Wednesday? I don't know.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
Okay, well, you get my drift.
Yep,
but
absolutely.
Can you imagine a proclamation that goes and says, Christians are forbidden to go to church tomorrow. There will be no Christianity in this country. That's the same thing will happen in China. And Operation Golden Shield, which was manifested and created by Microsoft, Yahoo, Cisco Systems sold equipment to the communist regime to target anyone that, in their homes, routers, anyone that was uploading information to come out of China to talk to them about, look, this is going on, forced organ harvesting. And they were targeted. The secret police would go, break into their homes and arrest them and send them out. 18 years, 20 year sentences. But they would also force themselves into the homes of Falun Gong practitioners, databasing them, as well as the Uyghur Muslims, 17 million people to be exact. That's why you see the Uyghurs coming out more and more in the news, not as much as the Falun Gong, but still. And they're the second largest group that have been targeted for organ harvesting in China. And then going to force blood test them, and then send them to state-mandated hospitals and cut their organs out. So, yeah, this is a beast from the East. This is Revelations for sure.
Right. So, one of the things I want to do, because I know we talked about it yesterday, but I want to get it as a part of the podcast and the information both for the listeners and for those who actually come to actually hear this. So let me bore you one more time and talk about the video presentations that I think would be very, very powerful in America. And one would be a setting where it's dominant on an individual or, you know, they can have multiple video. You could do multiple videos of this from a mom, a father, a child and so forth, but they're each of these are all basically framed around the same thing, that they all of a sudden have this terrible disease. They've lost their kidney, they've lost their liver, they're going to die, but the doctor tells them, hey, insurance won't pay for this right now, but if you get on a plane, we can actually get you a liver or whatever it is you need. And in the background, the camera actually goes and shows somebody in, you know, in one of these communist holding cells in China that is identified as this, you know, this is kind of showing this picture of a person now travel, a sick person getting on the plane, flying to China. And in the background, like in a split screen, they're showing this person being grabbed, being dragged to the hospital. And when that person gets to the hospital, they do all the testing. Everybody, yeah, this is good to go. We're going to be able to give you a liver. And then they show how this person is being killed and then literally being burned as, you know, this person, the person that received the liver is literally coming out of surgery and all happy. And then the final conclusion or the message should be, are you that immoral that you'd be willing to kill somebody else so you could live? And then you
could
do a reverse presentation of showing somebody and humanizing and, you know, showing that this is a father, this is a mother in these prison cells or some child and, you know, the family relation. And then literally how these people, you know, in the parallel side where you're showing that exact same person and you know the story that they're coming to take this person's organ and showing the humanity of, you know, or the inhumanity that is going on and how they're literally ripping a human being, you know, out of the prime of their life and denying them the you know, the most fundamental and most precious gift God has given us, and that's life. And so I think both of those would be great marketing tools and a great direction to start a campaign here in America that you could start literally bringing funding in and hopefully, and I'll even say it again because I said it, I think, yesterday. I would target Utah because anybody that can relate to a healthy, wholesome lifestyle would be the Mormons, just like the Falun Gong. They don't smoke, they don't drink, so they would be a high probability of becoming the American model. And there's quite a few millions Mormons in America and in the world that could actually become political prisoners and literally become those people that are, you know, become the live organ harvesting as well. You might actually be able to get a lot of money and a lot of backing from them because this really, you know, hits where it counts. We're out of time. I'm going into another hard break, so excuse me, but we will be right back after a word from our sponsors. So hang on, Mitchell. We'll have you right back. Sure. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, republic review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need republic review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about republic review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and republic review process. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
And as you can hear, and as you definitely witnessed in this show today, that there is really, I mean, other than the people, I mean, people, as I always tell everybody when I get down into a personal conversation, I usually tell people that the greatest thing that we have as far as resources in this world are the people. And the worst thing that could, the worst thing that occurs on the face of this planet are the people. Because when it comes down to it, there's nothing that is more harmful to humanity than an evil person. But there is nothing more of a blessing to people and this earth than people itself, because we can make this a better planet. We can make this a better place. And this is definitely not a climatology moment here. What this is that it's an acknowledgement that we are stewards, that we have a responsibility for one another, as well as for our surroundings, our belongings, you know, like the Boy Scout teaches these young men, or at least what they used to teach these young men when they would go camping and so forth. You're supposed to leave the campsite better than when you found it. Because too many times there are, you know, debris, trash, and so forth that other people just leave behind. And again, people can be the worst. So we will be back tomorrow with some more content from Mitchell Nicholas Gerber, and we're going to kind of close this dialogue and conversation because I did not get a chance to air his feedback and his review regarding that metaphor and or pitch for a good video series of trying to display for people so they can actually visualize, you know, what this is, you know, the underlying message that is really occurring here with these live organ harvestings. I know that there's lots of things going on. I know that we all have so many things. We're dying from the busies. It's a disease that's consuming all of us. We're just way too busy to do anything. We have to start making time. We have to start finding the time to doing the right things. We have to start supporting, because if we don't start supporting those things that are noteworthy, that those things that are worthy of our time, efforts, money, and so forth, then those things will languish. Everything requires support. You need support. We all need some level of support. And so I just ask that if you have the ability, capacity, please start pitching in. I will be back tomorrow. I am G.R. Mobley. I'm reclaiming the Republic, but I need your help. God bless, and we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much.
I have been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution.